At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Before we react to the Minnesota Vikings' latest offseason decision, I must say one thing. Green Bay Packers fans, suck it. Randy Moss for life, when he mooned the Lambeau crowd in Green Bay, it was one of the most iconic moments in Minnesota Vikings history. And I'm sure Green Bay Packers fans are going to say, oh, because of all the Super Bowls you have, you guys have so many Super Bowls, 0 for 4. Oh, let me count our Super Bowls. Guess who has a Super Bowl? Guess who doesn't have a Super Bowl? Give me a break. That gets old every once in a while. Sometimes you want to save that one in your back pocket so you don't have to say that one every single damn time, okay? But let's discuss the Minnesota Vikings decision to bring in yet another fantastic defensive piece to Brian Flores' scheme. But first, let me tell you about Hoechlin Farm. Hoechlin Farm has rotationally grazed 100% grass-fed beef. This beef is sold in quarters and halves, and they have custom sample packs so you can try before you buy. Contact Jared at 952-491-1541. For 20% off your first order, if you tell them you heard about Hoechlin Farm on the Minnesota Tim podcast. Get great beef in your freezers today. So, the Minnesota Vikings signed Shaq Griffin, a former Pro Bowl cornerback, to a one-year $6 million deal. And this is a very exciting deal, although I'm hesitant at the same time. And why is that? It's because the Vikings secondary is beyond weak. Their cornerbacks stink. Viron Murphy Jr. is aight. Evans ain't so hot. Andrew Booth Jr. can't stay on the field. So their cornerbacks, their DBs, there ain't much there. It is the weakest position on the Minnesota Vikings roster, and it was last year. Late in the year, when offenses were exposing the Minnesota Vikings defense, it's because they went after the Minnesota Vikings cornerbacks. Even Mekhi Blackmon was getting exposed against Jake Browning. Jared Goff, Jordan Love, these quarterbacks were having a heyday on the Minnesota Vikings secondary. So, one of the biggest offseason needs was to get cornerback help, and they signed Shaq Griffin. And here's an interesting statistic, although it's not saying much at the very same time, because Shaq Griffin is a better cornerback than the Minnesota Vikings cornerbacks. And the stat is this. He had a 72.4 passer rating against last year, which would have ranked him tops in the Minnesota Vikings cornerback room. That's not much of a surprise, but yet it's still a heartwarming statistic. Because the Minnesota Vikings need help, and last year, according to that stat, he would have been the best cornerback on the Minnesota Vikings roster. And he has experience. Evans, Blackmon, Andrew Booth Jr., who can barely stay on the field. The only guy that has experience in the Minnesota Vikings locker room is Byron Murphy Jr., and even he missed a few games last year. Now, the reason why I'm hesitant to get super excited and super overjoyed is because it's a one-year, $6 million deal, and it's this late in free agency, which tells me there weren't a whole lot of teams interested in signing up for his services. So why weren't there a whole lot of teams interested in signing up for his services? Sure, he would have been the best cornerback in the Minnesota Vikings locker room last year, but that's not saying a whole lot. Because the Minnesota Vikings secondary stinks. So because free agency now has been going on for over a week, and he was still one of those guys out there that hasn't been signed, why weren't there more suitors interested in Shaq Griffin? I think it's a very fair question. Now, I think this is big because you bring in Cashman, the former Minnesota Gopher great. You bring in Greenard to basically replace Danielle Hunter. And you bring in Van Winkle, who is a great edge rusher when he's healthy. But that's not enough for Brian Flores' scheme. Because then what's going to happen is opposing offensive coordinators and quarterbacks are just going to torch and expose the Minnesota Vikings secondary. So this move was needed. And maybe another cornerback is needed also in the NFL draft come April. So we might not see the end of the road in terms of the Minnesota Vikings addressing this position. But it's an exciting move because it was a needed move. But I'm still hesitant because why is he still out there? Why is it only a one-year contract? Because one-year contracts say a lot about NFL players. It says there's not. It tells us that there's not a whole lot of trust there. There's not a whole lot of greatness there. You're basically signing him on for a year. You hope he shows up and shows out. And then he's going to sign a big contract somewhere else. Unless you get lucky and you resign him to a big contract yourself. That's what a one-year contract is. So I'm going to react to what he is on a one-year contract, but also be somewhat excited because the Minnesota Vikings needed to address this position this offseason. One of the biggest needs of the Minnesota Vikings was met today when they signed Shaq Griffin to a one-year, $6 million deal. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Minnesota Tim Podcast. If you're watching on YouTube, please hit that subscribe button. And if you're listening on Apple or Spotify, please rate, review, and follow the podcast wherever you are listening to this podcast. Thank you for making this podcast a part of your day. And again, Green Bay Packers fans, suck it.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.